This is a song by Donovan.
When you're feeling kind of lonesome in your mind, with a heartache following you so close behind, call out to me as I ramble by, and I'll sing a song for you. That's what I'm here to do, to sing for you. When the night has left you cold and feeling sad, I'll show you that it cannot be so bad. Forget the one who went and made you cry. That's what I'm here to do, to sing for you. When you feel you just can't make it anymore, with your head bowed down, you're staring at the floor, search out for me with your weary eyes, and I'll sing a song for you. That's what I'm here to do, to sing for you. Now every man, he has his work, you know. To find out mine, you ain't got far to go. Call out to me with your weary eyes, and I'll sing a song for you. That's what I'm here to do, to sing. I'll be the grapes fermented, bottled and served, with the table set in my finest suit, like a perfect gentleman. I'll be the fire escape that's bolted to the ancient brick, where you will sit and contemplate your day. I'll be the water wings that save you if you start drowning in an open tap when your judgment's on the brink. I'll be the phonograph that plays your favorite albums back as you're lying there, drifting off to sleep. I'll be the platform shoes and do what heredity's done to you. You won't have to strain to look into my eyes. I'll be your winter coat, button and zip straight to the throat with a collar up, so you won't catch cold. I want to take you far from the cynics in this town and kiss you on the mouth. We'll cut our bodies free from the tethers of this scene. Start a brand new colony where everything will change. We'll give ourselves new names. Identities erased, the sun will heat the ground under our bare feet in this brand new colony, this brand new colony. Everything will change.
Hello.
My name is Ben. Here's a song that I wrote. Very much. Here's a song about being stuck, not being able to get out.
It was 400 degrees as we sat beneath a willow tree. These tears didn't care, they just hung in the air. From the start, 'cause you can't find nothing at all. If there was nothing there all along, no, you can't find nothing at all. If there was nothing there all along, I braved treacherous streets and kids strung out on homemade speed, and we shared a bed.
covering us both. So cute when we slur in your speech, but they're closing the bar and they want us to leave. And you can't find nothing at all if there was nothing there all along. No, you can't find nothing at all if there was nothing there all along. I'm a war of head versus heart, and it's always this way. My head is weak and my heart and malls, but there was nothing there on the floor.
Thank you very much. I gotta ask this question. Is anybody coming to the late show too? You guys? I'll make sure this show is really, really good as long as you promise not to tell anybody at the late show that this one was better. This one will be the best of the two, but just keep that under wraps. I don't want people getting pissed. I have a career to think about. All right, this next song is about the end of the world, as we know it.
Covered with cans of food, filtered water and pictures of you, and I'm not coming out until this is all over. And I'm looking through the glass where the light bends at the cracks, and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, pretending the echoes belong to someone. Someone I used to know. Wanted to walk through the empty streets and feel something constant under my feet. All the news reports recommended that I stay indoors, because the air outside will make our cells divided at alarming rate, until our shell simply cannot hold all our insides in, and that's when we'll explode. And it won't be a pretty sight. And we'll become silhouettes when our bodies finally go. And we'll become silhouettes when our bodies finally go.
Very much.
constant quarreling, the childish fits, and our clothes in a pile on the ottoman. All the slander and double speak were only foolish attempts to show you did not mean anything, but the blatant proof was your lips touching mine in the photo. And as the summer's ending, the cold air will rush your hard heart away. You were so condescending, and this is all that's left. Scraping paper to document, I packed a change of clothes and it's time to move. Dipping with the kids from a nearby town, and everything that I said was true as the flashes blinded us in the photo. I lost track, and when those words were said, you took the wheel and you steered us into my bed. Soon we woke and I walked you home, and it was pretty clear that it was hardly. And as the summer's ending, the cold air will rush your hard heart away. You were so condescending, and this is all that's left. Scraping paper to document, I packed a change of clothes and it's time to move on. As the summer's ending, the cold air will rush your hard heart away. You were so condescending as the alcohol drained the days. And as the summer's ending, the cold air will rush your hard heart away. You were so condescending. This is all that's left. The empty bottle spent cigarettes. So pack a change of clothes and it's time to move on.
Thank you very much. I recently made myself a rule about reality TV and my watching of reality TV. Not that I shouldn't watch it, but I do. And the rule that I made is that I'm not allowed to watch any third generation shows with the same characters or people. I'll give you an example. Right now, there's a show on VH1 called Flavor of Love Girls Charm School. It's so bad. And the thing about it is, I've invested so many hours of my life into these awful women's like trials and tribulations. And I don't know why I still watch it, but it came on in the hotel yesterday and I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen this one yet. And I'm setting a precedent for myself now after feeling really awful that I spent another hour catching up with the Flavor of Love Charm School girls and who's going to win the $50,000. And so I think that's a good rule. And I'm not saying that we should all follow the same rule. Some people choose to watch reality TV, some others don't. But I think that if you are going to watch reality TV, there needs to be a line in the sand. You know, and I unfortunately have crossed that line. I watched I Love New York. Every fucking episode. in Los Angeles today. It smells like an airport runway. Jet fuel stenches in the cabin and lights flickering. Los Angeles today, garbage cans comprise the medians. The freeway's always creeping, even when the population's sleeping. And I can't see why you want to live here. I'm in Los Angeles today, asked a gas station employee if he ever had trouble breathing, and he said it varies from season to season, kid. It's where our best are on display, motion picture actors' houses. Maps are never, ever current, so save your film and $15. Through this entropic place, in the belly of the beast that is California. I drank from a faucet and I kept my receipts for when they weigh me on the way out here. Nothing is free, but the greyhounds keep coming, dumping locusts into the streets till the gutters overflow in Los Angeles thing. I'll see you guys later. Psych. How lame would that be? I just leave after 5 songs. See you guys later.
this country road, in the strong scent of evergreen, from the passenger seat as you are driving me home. Then looking upwards, I strain my eyes and try. Between shooting stars and satellites from the passenger seat as you are driving me home. Do they collide? I ask and you smile. With my feet the world doesn't matter. When you feel embarrassed, then I'll be your pride. When you need direction,
thank you very much.
I want to live where so many start and let the sun wrap its arms around me. My skin in water cool and cleansing, and feel what it's like to be new. 'Cause in my head there's a Greyhound station where I send my thoughts to far off destinations so they may have a chance of finding place where they're far more suited than here. And I cannot guess what we'll discover when we turn the dirt with our palms cupped like shovels, but I know our filthy hands can wash one another's, and not one speck will. And I do believe it's true that there are roads left in both of our shoes, but if the silence takes you, then I hope it takes me too. So pray nice, I'll hold you near, 'cause you're the only song I want to hear, a melody softly soaring through my atmosphere, where soul meets body, where soul meets body. And I do believe it's true left in both of our shoes, but if the silence takes you, then I hope it takes me too. So brown eyes, I'll hold you near, 'cause you're the only song I want to.
a melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. Thank you. Thank you very much. You guys doing okay? All right? Good, good, good. I'm not going to play sock hop again. Whoever keeps yelling that fucking thing. Thank you very much. I had a split EP come out a number of years ago with a feller by the name of Andrew Kenny. I played in a band called the American Analog Set, and this is one of the songs from that EP. And it goes like this.
All I can offer are farmer clothes.
these simple lines and you painted it in words. You can sing this when alone, whistle it through your teeth, and it will feel like home. No matter how far you'll be from my lonely arms outstretched, very much. You know, I'm going to take you up on that request. I'm going to try to play this song. I've never played it live before. It's a song by a... Well, you say that now, but we'll find out that in a second. It's a song I did with a wonderful guy named Arnie who records under the name Styrofoam. Okay, I got it. It's an open letter.
Thank you.
And when I see you, I really see you upside down. But my brain knows better. It picks you up and turns you around. Turns you around. Turns you around. If you feel discouraged, when there is a lack of color here, please don't worry, lover. It's really bursting at the seams from absorbing everything. The spectrum's A to Z. Fact, not fiction, for the first time in years. And all the girls in every girly magazine can't make me feel any less alone. I'm reaching for the phone to call at 703. On your machine, I slur a plea for you to come home. But I know it's too late, and I should have given you a reason to stay. Given you a reason to stay. Given you a reason to stay. Given you. This is fact, not fiction, for the first time in years.
Thank you very much. Thanks. One of my biggest pet peeves in seeing people perform their songs is when they change the lyrics of the song to kind of to represent something that's contemporary instead of something that was why they wrote the song in the first place. Case in point, the song I'm about to play. I'm not going to change the lyrics, but with a song about having gray hair, now that I have gray hair, I thought that it's gonna look really silly when my hair is all gray in like 5 years, and I'm singing a song about not being able to wait until I go gray with a full head of gray hair. But I promise you, I will not change the lyrics of that song, which is not meant to mean anything to you as much as just my own pet peeves. And here it is. Sorry.
I've got a hunger twisting my stomach into knots that my tongue is tied off. My brain's repeating, if you've got an impulse, let it out. But they never make it past my mouth. Papa, this is the sound of settling. Papa, papa. Papa, this is the sound of settling. Thank you. youth is fleeting, old age is just around the bend, and I can't wait to go gray. And I'll sit and wonder of every love that could have been, if I'd only thought of something charming to say. The sound of settling, ba 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 ba, ba ba. This is the sound of settling, ba 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 ba, ba ba. This is the sound of settling, ba ba. Got a hunger twisting my stomach into knots.
Thank you very much. So you guys, it's indeed an honor to be sharing the stage with two of my best friends in the world, David Bazan and Jonathan Rice. They played before me. Please give a round of applause. They're great. And they both have amazing records for sale, so if you fancy a record, that's another word I should have just used. Fancy. You should pick one up. This is going to be my last song. This song is by Sam Bean.
Down now, but we'll stay.
You guys have been great. Thank you very much for coming. We'll see some of you guys after the next show. All right, bye-bye.
Ben Gibbard, a sold-out show at the 9:30 Club, ending with a tune that Iron and Wine did so beautifully, covering a cover of a cover, so to speak. Too short for me, and for the rest of the crowd. Here he comes. To the piano.
Thank you. Here's a, depends on who you ask, but this song is by a band from either Aberdeen, Olympia, or Seattle. It goes like this.
What else could I be? All apologies. What else could I say? Everyone is gay. What else could I write? I don't have the right. What else could I be? In the sun, I feel as one. In the sun, Mary, Barry. I wish I was like you.
Thank you very much. All right, you guys, this is my last song. Thank you for coming. We'll see a couple of you guys at the next show. Have a wonderful evening.
Tunnels to gates of white, just our hands clasped so tight, waiting for the hint of a spark. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, and illuminate the notes on the vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you. Catholic school, as vicious as Roman rule, I got my knuckles bruised by a lady in black, and I held my tongue as she told me, son, fear is the heart of love, so I never went back. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate they can see signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. You and me have seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary. And the soles of your shoes are all worn down. The time for sleep is now, but it's nothing to cry about, 'cause we'll hold each other soon in the blackest of rooms.
Fuck yeah. The last thing I would yell at that part.
If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. And I'll follow you into the dark.
Thank you very much, you guys. I'll see you later, all right? Bye-bye.
Ben Gibbard. Singing a song from 2005's Plans. Oh, I'm so ready for a new record. And I have a feeling it's going to be a long while. At least a new postal service would be nice, which there are rumors of soon. A good but too short show here at the 930 Club. You should know, for all those listening, we'll make sure that we put this in the archives for you and make it downloadable. Thanks to Ben for letting us do that. A simple and beautiful show tonight at the 930 Club. There's some a Death Cab for Cutie concert you could also listen to. That page that brought you here, there's a link. It says main concerts. And you may be amazed. 2.5 years of fantastic shows that are available to listen to. Thanks to all of you who encourage us to do these. All those fun people in the chat room tonight. Sign up to the podcast. And every once or twice a week, we'll put new music on your computer, throw it on your MP3 player, carry it around with you. Thanks again. The great work. Mark Greenhouse did the engineering here tonight. Robin Hilton. Email us all songs at npr.org. It really just doesn't take much for you, really, to just let us know that you love what we're doing or not like what we're doing. Tell us what's something different you want. But if I don't know, we can't change. And if you don't encourage us, it'll take the wind out of our sails. So write to us. Thanks for all in the chat room again. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It is All Songs Considered.